I'm Jim Tedder.
And I'm Christopher Cruz with Explorations in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about an effort to destroy unused spacecraft and other objects floating high above the Earth. We also have news about SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
It may be the world's most costly vacuum cleaner. The price of Clean Space One is $11 million. But yet, it has a big job to do. Recently, researchers in Switzerland announced plans to build this new cleaning device. The researchers work at the Federal Institute of Technology in Lausanne. Clean Space One will not be for use in homes or businesses. It will be shot into space to help remove the thousands of pieces of space junk floating around up there.
Last year, we reported on the problem of space junk. Over time, many unused spacecraft have hit each other far above the Earth. Big pieces break into thousands of small pieces. Sometimes they fall back into the atmosphere and burn up. But when they do not, it creates big problems. Scientists fear that if something is not done to remove these objects, it may soon become too dangerous to send people and machines into space. There is a large chance that they might crash into some of this junk. So that is why the Swiss researchers are developing the new device.
Clean Space One is not really a vacuum cleaner. It will not be used to take away space junk. But scientists plan to move it close to an old satellite that is no longer being used. Then a claw-like instrument will seize the satellite and force it back through the atmosphere. There, the satellite will be destroyed by the heat of friction with the air. Researchers say that all they need to do is to slow down the speed of some of these unwanted objects. Once these items begin to move more slowly, they will fall back to Earth. There is little chance that they will fall through the atmosphere and harm the people or things below. Some space junk has returned to Earth, but it usually causes no harm as it falls into the ocean.
The American space agency, NASA, and scientific organizations in other countries know that space junk is a serious problem. They are tracking the movement of over 20,000 unwanted items circling the Earth. Some people have suggested using lasers to push the items into a lower and slower orbit. NASA recently gave money to a South Carolina company that hopes to make a device called EDI. That is the short name for Electrodynamic Debris Eliminator. EDI would work like the Swiss space cleaner, but it would use a net to catch an old satellite like a fish before sending it back through the atmosphere.
John L. Junkins is an aerospace engineer with Texas A&M University. He says we need to remove 5 or 6 large space objects each year to stop what he calls the cascading effect. That is what happens when large objects, some as big as a bus, crash together. When they break apart, they create thousands of smaller parts that continue floating around the Earth.
While some scientists are watching things circling the Earth, others are searching the sky for something that is not made by humans. SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, is back on the job. But the question is, for how long? SETI has been searching the stars for nearly 30 years. But its scientists say the group has never had enough money. Last year, SETI suspended operations for a time. But the general public and some very wealthy people have given enough money to restart the project.
In February, SETI scientists began asking the public to help them with their research. The scientists are using a website to redirect radio signals over the Internet. They have asked the public to use home computers and their ears to search for anything unusual. They hope the human brain can find things that their automated equipment cannot. SETI's telescopes and computers examine many different radio frequencies every day. But they ignore some frequencies because there are just too many radio signals in the air at any one time. The scientists hope that home computers will find an unusual sound hidden within sounds made by the technologies we use every day. In other words, they think that an alien radio signal might be covered up by the powerful signal of a local radio station.
Much of SETI's work involves the Allen Telescope Array. Over 40 radio telescopes located in northeastern California. Scientists there point the circular antennas at an area of the sky called Cygnus. They are hoping to hear some signal or noise that is being sent into space by intelligent life. They hope to answer perhaps the biggest scientific question: are we alone in the universe? The area of the sky being searched seems large, but it really is a small part of the whole universe.
For many years, researchers thought our solar system, the Sun with the Earth and other planets, was a very special place. But that has changed. Researchers now believe there are billions of stars like our sun, with planets orbiting around them. They also think that many of these planets are able to support life as we know it. Long before SETI, an astronomer named Frank Drake began searching the skies for radio signals. In 1960, he worked at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in West Virginia. He is almost sure that we are not alone. Using a mathematical model he created, he estimates that there are 10,000 places in our part of the universe where life exists.
After looking at millions of stars and listening to radio noise for many years, have scientists ever found anything that suggests there is intelligent alien life? The answer is maybe. It happened one night in 1977. A large radio telescope in Ohio heard something that made the scientists say, "Wow." The telescope was connected to a computer and a printer. The gathered information usually showed a series of low numbers, ones, twos, and threes. That meant that all the device was hearing was low-level background noise, similar to the sound you hear when you set your radio between stations. But suddenly, something surprising happened. For a little over 1 minute, the noise level rose to a level 30 times what was usually heard. For 72 seconds, it appeared to some that our distant space brothers and sisters had finally said hello. When Jerry Emmon, a SETI scientist, saw what the printer had produced, he drew a circle on the page in red ink and wrote, "Wow!"
But just as suddenly as the signal had started, it stopped, and it has never been found again. So what was it? What might it have been? Those questions have been on the mind of Robert Gray for years. He is an astronomer who recently finished work on a book called The Elusive Wow. He says that the information gathered in Ohio in 1977 looks exactly like a radio signal. He also says it is not likely that an airplane or a satellite was the cause. Mr. Gray found that the wow signal was very close to the number of vibrations per second of hydrogen when it gives off light. Hydrogen is the most common element in the universe. So some scientists think an intelligent alien would use its glow frequency as a radio signal. But why did the signal suddenly appear and then, just as quickly, disappear?
Robert Gray calls that the lighthouse effect. If you were on a ship at sea and saw a lighthouse beam in the distance, it would appear to come and go across the night sky. It would not stay in one place. Mr. Gray says that might describe what aliens would do. They would sweep a radio signal to different parts of the sky, rather than just send it to one place. That way, it might be seen or heard by more telescopes in many different places. Mr. Gray thinks that in 100 years, scientists will have far better equipment to examine the distant stars. We might be able to look at the entire known universe at one time, instead of just examining such a small part of it. That should increase the chances that we will hear from our distant neighbors, if they are out there. This program was written by Jim Tedder. I'm Christopher Cruz. Join us again next week for more explorations in VOA Special English.